This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The aid group hit by a purported Israeli strike in Gaza is suspending deliveries. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
An apparent Israeli airstrike that's killed six international aid workers with the World Central Kitchen and their Palestinian driver is a potentially major setback to efforts to deliver aid by sea to Gaza. The food charity says it's immediately suspending operations in the region. Footage shows the bodies, several wearing protective gear with the charity's logo, at a hospital in the central Gaza town of Deir al-Balah. The source of fire late Monday could not be independently confirmed. The Israeli military says it's conducting a review. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea fired a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast Tuesday, South Korea's military said, in a move that sparked immediate condemnation from the leaders of South Korea and Japan, Reuters' Devi Rajaram reports.
North Korea has tested similar technology before. However, the South's military says Tuesday's launch appears to be related to a new intermediate-range hypersonic missile powered by a solid-fuel engine that was fired from Pyongyang at around 7 a.m. local time. They said the missile flew about 372 miles before plunging into the sea. Kim Jong-un oversaw a ground test of such an engine last month. Solid-fuel missiles do not need to be fueled immediately ahead of launch and are often easier and safer to operate. It could make these weapons harder to detect.
That was Reuters' Devi Rajaram reporting. A 12-year-old opened fire at a school in the city of Vantaa, just north of the Finnish capital Helsinki, injuring three children before being arrested by police. One child has since died. This is VOA News. The port of Baltimore in the U.S. state of Maryland has opened a temporary channel, freeing some tugs and barges that have been trapped by last week's bridge collapse. But officials said wider restoration of commercial shipping remained frustrated by unyielding conditions. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Efforts are underway to remove the wreckage, but it's no easy task. Officials say it's so tangled that it's hard to know where to cut. Recovery workers needed 10 hours to free and remove one 200-ton piece of debris, and they described that as a relatively small lift. The Coast Guard says the situation is even worse underwater, where visibility is limited by the sheer volume of debris. That all leaves officials unwilling to estimate how long the clear-up could take. On Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden will get a first-hand look at the problem when he visits the area. The administration is working with Congress to ensure that the federal government pays to rebuild the bridge.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The company that owns the ship that crashed into that bridge in the U.S. state of Maryland is seeking to cap its liability in a new legal filing, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The filing seeks to cap the company's liability at roughly $43.6 million. Trial lawyer Enrique Serna says the goal of Synergy and Grace Ocean is to try to limit their legal exposure.
What this does is it stops all litigation. It consolidates it in this one filing.
Serna says that any cap on liability would likely hurt the little guys, such as the immigrants who were killed when the bridge collapsed.
Hopefully we can get across to the families of the immigrants to say, act quick, get on it.
A federal court in Maryland will ultimately decide who is responsible and how much they owe. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in other news headlines, Iran warns arch foes Israel and the United States that it will respond to an airstrike that destroyed its consular annex in Damascus, Syria, killing seven Revolutionary Guards, two of them generals. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken holds talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris on supporting Ukraine in its war with Russia and the Israel-Hamas conflict. Hundreds of schools in the Philippines, including dozens in the capital Manila, suspend in-person classes due to dangerous levels of heat, education officials said, and six Peruvian cabinet members resign in a reshuffle that comes amid a probe of how the president obtained Rolex watches she's been seen wearing. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.